Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black. Bob Zimmerman joins to comment on an op-ed from Jared Isaacman and a very famous colleague. Mr. Isaacman, you will remember, a very brave man, has flown several missions by himself into low Earth orbit, has spacewalked by himself, named administrator for NASA by the Trump administration, and then a change of direction at the last moment. He's now an independent agent again, perhaps going back to Hubble. However, the op-ed... Bob, a very good evening to you. The op-ed with this fellow Gingrich. I remember him. Good evening to you, Bob.
Good evening, and yes, Isaacman and Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed yesterday in which they pushed the idea aggressively that the Congress should fund NASA to lead a new, quote, mini Manhattan project, close quotes, to develop, quote, a nuclear electric powered spaceships in order to conquer the heavens. This was a proposal to basically do another big pork government project done by NASA that would cost billions and last years and probably not get anything done. And as far as I'm concerned, this demonstrated why Trump didn't withdrew Isaacman's nomination, because this indicates he, one, doesn't understand that NASA has really failed in almost all its big projects in the last three decades, and two, that those big projects have wasted gobs of money, and asking NASA to do anything is really a mistake. We're supposed to be looking to the private sector to get this kind of stuff done. And for Isaacman to propose this now illustrates why we really, I think, dodged a bullet. I'm very surprised, but once again, he's free to say what he wants, and this is what he wants. He wants a big government project that won't accomplish anything. And so I'm kind of glad he wasn't appointed. It also suggests that maybe Trump sensed this. Trump has got a very good ability to sense people, and he might have just sensed that, you know, Isaacman is not the private sector guy I want, and that's why he withdrew his name.
SpaceX reaches a landmark? Not for SpaceX. They shrug this off. What's happened?
Yes, they completed 2 launches this week, actually yesterday, and that meant they reached 100 successful orbital launches in 2025. This is in less than mid-August they did this. They're heading for 180 launches this year. That's their goal. They're going to get close. We have to put this in perspective. Up until 2018, the entire world had trouble completing 100 launches in a year. And in fact, until SpaceX's arrival, the only time the world could do it was in the 60s, 70s and 80s, when the Soviet Union was launching a lot of disposable quick reconnaissance satellites. They would do a lot of them. When the Soviet Union fell, that stopped because it really wasn't very effective. So in other words, this one American private company has fueled a renaissance in space exploration completely, and it's done it by being efficient, innovative, and the most important of all, profitable. And it's all doing it under the banner of freedom. And 100 launches so far, they're going to get a lot more.
SpaceX giving money to upgrade Boca Chica. What does it need? New beaches?
Well, no, the beaches are there, but the beaches at Boca Chica have always been very primitive. There's been no access. You have to walk over the dunes to get to them. There's no bathroom facilities, no easy parking lots. So SpaceX, the local county has said that it would cost about $4.5 million to create beach access and facilities. So SpaceX is donating $4.4 million. That's almost the entire budget to get this done. So it's a twofold thing for SpaceX. One, they're doing good citizenry by supporting the local area. And two, they're making it a more pleasant place for their own employees to live at Starbase. And so they're doing it. And this, of course, once again illustrates the leftist politicians and Anthony Musk haters that rage about him and try to stop Boca Chica. Meanwhile, Boca Chica is being benefited, and South Texas is being benefited enormously by SpaceX's presence.
And these will become Starbase's beaches when that's...
No, this is not. This is on South Padre Island, so it's not inside. From what I can tell, it's not inside Starbase itself. I could be wrong on that, but the point is not that it's part of Starbase, but they're helping the local area.
And Starship Super Heavy, we're waiting for a launch. When?
Yes, there was an update I linked to on Behind the Black, a very good update by NASAspaceflight.com, in which they discussed the status of the tenth flight, and it looks like SpaceX is moving forward to launch sometime between August 22nd and August 28th. They have done tests of the prototype, the Starship. They're going to launch, and they're getting ready to mount the Super Heavy on the launch pad for its own final static fire tests, and so it's coming, John. Excitement is coming.
What is the mission this time? What do they want to accomplish?
They're going to try to accomplish what they tried to do in the last two flights. They want to test Starship on returning to Earth. In both flights, the Starship blew up before they could do that. So they're going to be wanting to test deployment of satellites, dummy satellites. They're going to want to retest refiring the engine in orbit, and they're going to want to test coming back to Earth. They couldn't do any of those things in the last two test flights because Starship failed once it reached orbit.
Are they still moving the heat shields, the heat tiles around? That's
what every flight they try different combinations of the tiles. Sometimes they even leave tiles off to see what could happen. But if the thing blows up, you can't test it. And they're hoping they'll be able to do it this time.
And this is Starship 2, right? The second version.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. This is version 2. There are only two or three ships left of version 2. Block 3 is coming, and they just want to use the last few versions up of 2 before they go to 3.
We move back to Washington. Regulation for spaceflight, right, Bob? This isn't for everything. Streamlined.
Trump issued an executive order that tasked NASA, Transportation, Commerce, and the Defense Departments to work together to review and streamline all the regulations that have been hindering the American space industry in the past 4 years. I linked to it. It specifically wants them to look at the regulations related to launch and reentry, the environmental rules that have required impact statements. No matter what you do, if you change the slightest thing in your project, you've got to do a whole new impact statement. That's new, and it should not exist, and they're looking to get rid of that. It's going to be a major, major, major streamlining throughout all these departments to try to coordinate and make it easier for new space companies to work. And it's not just rocketry launch and landing. They also want, this is to increase the capability of new novel ideas as well as space stations to function and to operate without red tape. And so it's a very good thing. And I look forward, and with deadlines, these actions the agencies have to do, all has to occur within the next 6 months. So I expect a lot of regulations to go away in the near future.
There might not be an answer to this question, Bob, but I puzzle whether the agencies hire contractors to do this work for them or whether they have in-house. Do you know?
No, this is going to be done in-house. It has to be. And he's tasked Sean Duffy, Transportation Secretary and the Interim NASA Administrator, to run much of it. He's also tasked him to hire an Associate Administrator at the FAA who will report directly to Duffy to supervise this streamlining. So this is going to be done in-house, but it's being done by people that Trump is bringing in to do it. And they have deadlines, so I think it's going to happen.
All right, we go to the East Coast of the United States, Wallops Island, which is a launch platform, but they've closed something. Why?
Okay, so Wallops Island is the Mid-Atlantic spaceport. It launches Rocket Lab rockets as well as others. NASA, however, has been operating a visitor center at Wallops for many years, and it is only open part-time. And so NASA basically has revealed it's going to close it because they've got to save money, and it's not NASA's purpose to run a visitor center. And, of course, all the politicians in Virginia are whining terribly about how this is going to destroy the economy of the Eastern Shore, and it's absolutely utterly ridiculous. This visitor center is only open very short periods of time during the week. It doesn't get that many visitors, and to be very honest, Rocket Lab, if it starts to launch really regularly from Wallops Island, it will probably set up its own viewing center and visitor center and let the government private enterprise do it. It's just a shame that we can't cut anything without people whining like spoiled toddlers that we can't do this. Well, we should do it.
What's the advantage to Wallops? Why use it?
There are many reasons, but a spaceport that's available that you can set up operations for and work as you want is the spaceport you should use. And that Rocket Lab has decided it's convenient for its purposes, and so it uses it.
I'm just puzzling if they've monetized it in some fashion, and that's why they're objecting.
If If there was money being made for the politicians, they wouldn't be objecting. I mean, but they're objecting because they just simply want the pork. And that's all it really comes down to.
Axiom, remind Bob, what is its mission?
All right, Axiom is a space station company that's proposed a space station. It's competing to get NASA contracts, but it also has won a contract to build spacesuits. And, of course, it will need its own spacesuits if it has its own space station. So it's been developing one in conjunction with another company called KBR. And they now have successfully completed all underwater manned tests of this suit. It didn't leak. It worked as it's supposed to. And so they are moving forward with the construction of their suit for NASA and for themselves. I should point out, NASA spent 14 years and $1 billion trying to build a new spacesuit to replace the very old ones they use on ISS and was unable to do anything but PowerPoint demonstrations. Our government spent $1 billion on PowerPoint demonstrations over 14 years and got nothing done. So they abandoned their own program and they hired the private enterprise to do it. And in less than 3 years, Axiom is now testing those suits.
I saw a photograph of Lovell, who just left us, in his NASA spacesuit. Very elaborate thing. Do they still use that spacesuit, or were they upgraded it?
No. Those are different suits during the Apollo program. The suits that they used were completely different. The ones that NASA uses on ISS are suits they developed in the 70s and 80s. And it's the same suits they developed in the 70s and 80s, and they're very complicated, and they have they have issues, niggling issues. They're not as well-designed as the Russian suits that the Chinese copied for their Chinese space station. And the new suits that Axiom is developing are more like the Russian and Chinese suits.
And the SpaceX suits, are they simpler still?
Yeah, they're simple. Those are just a flight suit. That's a suit. It was able to do an EVA with it, so that's a more complicated suit. But these are definitely, that suit is definitely not as sophisticated as this, because the Axiom suit, you could function independent of the space station. The SpaceX suit so far has a tether which feeds the oxygen and power to it. A more complicated suit would have to be created by SpaceX.
All right, more space sport competition. Where, Bob?
All right, so we have several stories about spaceports worldwide, new proposed spaceports. One, a Portugal spaceport in the Azores, about 1,000 miles off the coast of Portugal in the Atlantic on the Santa Maria Island. They have now gotten a spaceport license from Portugal. So they are now ready to fly as a spaceport. They've done suborbital launches, but they're now ready to go. In Canada, there are two competing spaceport projects, one on Newfoundland and the other one on Nova Scotia. The Nova Scotia one's been around for almost a decade and hasn't gotten anything done, and while the one in Newfoundland is only about a year and a half old, while the one in Newfoundland has signed a deal to do a launch, maybe a suborbital launch later this year, and they've begun construction on their launch site. The one in Nova Scotia, that one they have now completed a contract with a rocket company, a Canadian rocket startup called Reaction Dynamics. And Dynamics is going to invest money in the Nova Scotia spaceport as well as do its own suborbital launches. Both are moving forward, John. And finally, a third story. This is in the Shetland Islands, the Sexport spaceport. That spaceport still hasn't flown anything. It hopes to do so by the end of the year. Its founder, Frank Strange, who started almost a decade trying to get this going and had to wait because of red tape in UK, he has passed away, sadly, before the first launch from his spaceport. I suspect they might name something after him at that spaceport, given time.
And Starlink signing a contract for Ukraine, for Kazakhstan, but not in Lebanon? What's that?
Yes. So SpaceX has expanded its operations in the Ukraine. They're now offering in the Ukraine a direct-to-satellite cell phone service using Starlink's satellites that can do this. They've gotten licensing approval to offer the service in Kazakhstan. Both of these stories illustrate the Russians' neighbors running away from Russia and trying to get support outside of Russia, out of fear of Russia. In Lebanon, the government is opposing allowing Starlink to be offered to their citizens, probably because they don't like the idea that Starlink is free. It allows free speech, and therefore they would not control speech, and they're opposing it for that reason.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. When we come back, we're going exploring. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.